Welcome, welcome. Another edition of Tell It How It Is, No Filter. I describe that for you because I don't have the usual background. You come used to knowing.
Ooh, the wind is nice.
You know what I'm saying? I'm obviously enjoying the elements right now, but I'm still here to work. So the name of this one is Bad Energy, right? So my first one would be, don't match others' energies. Stay calm and maintain your peace. So you get to choose what environment you're in, mostly. You know, I know on the grind and working, you may not be able to choose that. But you go to work, you get your coins, you do your job the way you know how, the way you know best. And it's all about just getting your check and performing at a level they expect you to. So the people you interact with there, you can't really control who's going to be positive, who's going to be negative in the moment. But for most jobs, if you're able to just kind of separate yourself to just get things done and get up out of there, you do that. You don't really let that drain you or pull your energy. You know what I mean? So work-wise, I would see why you would have to maneuver in a way around it. But as far as outside work and places that you choose to go, places you choose to dwell, the company you choose to be in, you definitely have full control of this to stay calm and maintain your peace. Because sometimes, you know, one little bad story you may have or whatever you may have went through, you know what I mean? You may tell that, you just want to vent and get it off your chest. But, you know, people with bad energy, negative, they'll just eat off of that and intensify it more than it has to be. But you just wanted to just get something off your chest. Yes, folks, I know you're like, why is he out in this hot-ass weather with a do-rag? I forgot. I'm so used to wearing a do-rag. But, and you got to wear the wife beater underneath. But, yeah, just try to, like, when you have full control, just maintain your peace and stay calm. Even in situations, people tell their stories, and it might excite you a little bit in a negative way when you hear something. Maybe something bad happened to someone, you know what I mean? And you want to interact with them about that. You can do that in a positive way if you choose to entertain that and use energy for it. Because some people are just negative, and whatever bad happens, they just use that as an alibi to be more negative and stay negative longer when they're already a negative person. So it's like they look for these things. You know what I'm saying? So try to avoid that. Definitely. This is somebody's quote. I like this right here. I became so private with my life. I used to tell my friends everything. Now I don't tell anyone shit. And if you ask, I'm always good. Some selfish to that. I can see how you can make people feel a way about that, especially if that's something you used to doing and they feel they got your best interest at heart. But I want to ride with this and say it's kind of real. You know what I mean? Because it goes back to the maintaining your peace. Because whatever you view or judge your situation to be, the older you get, the wiser you are, the less naive you are, the less delusional you are, you can pretty much go through the motions of it and figure things out for yourself. You don't really need an audience. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we want the audience for the wrong reasons. Because if we tell our story, if they don't see us as the victim or play on our ego and pride to make us look like we weren't wrong, even if we weren't, you know what I mean, that's a stroke that we looking for. But then it could backfire because you tell your story and you don't get that. Now you feel defensive about it because people are telling their aspects of how they view the story outside looking in. You got to remember there's always different views. You're looking at the world inside out, people are outside in. Right? So be careful with that. And, you know, I would rather that, you know, the older you get, I definitely feel this, you know what I mean? The less people that know is the better. I get it. Like, you don't have to go in this world, like, trust no one or not have at least one person to go to, you know, whether that's a relative, you know, just choose wisely. It definitely minimizes as you get older. It's not going to be like this group chat. I wouldn't have a group chat for that. I wouldn't have a sit down with six heads. You know what I'm saying? Sorry to make it seem like this can't be. You do have some people who are fortunate where they have those numbers. They have that type of circle where there is no doubt. But they are definitely well off, you know, and have little, very little things to report that they need help for. You know, the successful people, the people who have, you know, who are celebrities or like celebrities, you know, those entourages and circles are big because of their success. It's not necessarily big organically and genuine that these people really care. They care because the person can provide. The person is a somebody. But when you get back to the normal us, the day-to-day, you don't really have a circle. You may, but I agree with the private. I'm trying to be like on both sides here and understand, like, you can confide in people, you can speak to someone, you know, then a therapist, I always say that, you know what I mean? But to really, you know, you don't really want your laundry out, you know, even if you think you can trust, you don't really want your laundry out like that, you know what I'm saying? So I get it, to be private and just tell everybody you good, man. Long as, you know what I'm saying, like, if you're still functioning, you're going to work every day, you're doing some of the things you normally do, you know, some people know how your life is even without knowing you privately, intimately, right? So take me, for example. If I work, people know where I work. I do the podcast for you. I do my music thing. You know, no matter what happens, as long as you see that stuff still going on, I'm good. And that's that. And whatever is your normal routine, as long as you got that going on, you good. All right? Let me check the time. I'm enjoying this. I'm going too far. I mean, I'm going too fast. But yeah, that's good. You should look at good gestures, behaviors, deeds, or favors as a total surprise and non-expected. Men and women, masculine, feminine. All right, so there's a good breakdown for this. For fellas, sorry. You know, harshly, let me just give it to you raw. You definitely better feel this way. Don't expect shit. Don't nobody owe you nothing. So when these things do happen, you got to be taken aback. Like, wow, good looking. Even a little with simplest things. I was joking. I saw, but this isn't pertaining to the females. But this is anybody, though. I was eating somewhere, and there was this couple on a date. And I felt like the lady had like a little bit of her food on the side of her mouth from what she was eating. And I was like nowhere near, like I was tables away. And I'm like, this man is sitting here eating with her. He not gonna tell her there's some food on her shit? I don't know. That's, you know, the story of them don't matter. I'm just saying, like, that's just like a little example right there. Like, if you walk past, you see somebody drop a tissue or drop something out their pocket, you know, it's where you at in the world too. You know, just things that don't even have to be above and beyond, just the simple things, you know what I'm saying? Don't expect nothing though. Like, I just twisted it, right? So fellas, really don't, you know what I mean? If somebody looks out, lends a helping hand, gives a compliment, you know, shout you out in any kind of way, social media, like whatever you do get, even down to birthdays, you know what I'm saying? No noise upon that time, that earth strong. But anyway, whoever that's passed by now, if you're watching this, but anything that happens, I hate to drag it out, but because I'm trying to see if there's any way to think you can expect that. Going back to my example in the last topic about being a celebrity and being somebody where you got an entourage of people following you, then yeah. So it's the climate and the temperature. Who are you? You know what I mean? But in the normal, again, day-to-day people, no. Fellas, just go about your day. Do the things that's progressive for you. Do the things that help you out. And whatever help you get along the way, it's definitely not expected and should be looked at as a surprise. There's like no question in this, you know, because the guys that do expect this, again, if they're not a celebrity or something, that seems like some misbringing up, because what are you going to do if you don't get that, if you're expecting it? You know what I mean? How are you going to behave? How you carry yourself? And that says a lot for like the younger generation today. So it just messes up the whole flow of your train of thought, because now you're looking out here expecting to get shit that you probably not, or it's not going to be genuine. So why even put yourself in that? If you can just get the harsh reality and just grip terms that, yo, I got to do for myself, and that's it. Look out for my own, my family, my whoever's, and then that's it. You know what I'm saying? So now on the female side of this, it's a totally different ballgame. Do I want women to feel the same way? To an extent, yes. But that comes with that masculine energy. Sorry. I've been teasing with that for a while now about women being masculine. Also, shout out Erica Woods. She's supposed to be a guest on here, and we're going to talk about that more in detail. So I won't really touch on that specifically. But yeah, women had to start doing shit that men used to do. You know, women gotta work now. You know, if they got the kids, you know, most times when these relationships and stuff don't work out, the mother is the primary guardian and they gotta go get it. You know what I mean? So that comes with some masculine energy, whether we want to admit that or not. I get that. You know, I get the whole responsibility thing. But if that ties in with also not expecting good gestures, behaviors, or favors, that's only going to make them more masculine. So ladies, this is why I tell you, you don't have to have this mentality, but don't be naive that everyone that throws you a good gesture or has good behavior or do you a favor, that is genuine. See, that's the difference. You can take it in stride, but be very on top of where it's coming from and why it came. You know what I'm saying? So you can get those gestures and favors that sometimes may be genuine. So I don't want you to write it off all the way, ladies. Because again, with you already having to be responsible, if you're a single parent or whatever, you're already a little masculine, I'm sorry. By default. But it's a fact. Technical difficulties with the wind. As long as it ain't stopped though. Nah, we still live. You have to eat that one. There's no editing. Or maybe I'll talk a little. What I said, masculine, maybe I can't edit it. Yeah, so the masculine part of you that has to be responsible, if you're a single parent, single mom, work, etc., that's why you may have to be tough. But I don't think you should eliminate that from expecting good gestures, behaviors, or favors. Y'all are still women, y'all should still be courted, y'all should still be treated with the utmost respect. And I'm not saying men shouldn't be respected, but there are certain traits, traditional traits from back in the day that I still feel y'all deserve. You understand? So it's not to bash y'all. But I don't want y'all having this mentality though. You know what I mean? So I also didn't tape this in my regular pro view, but y'all be alright. Alright. Fellas, how many shots can you shoot at once? Quality versus quantity. Okay, so if you're on this chase, you just having fun out here, you're not really looking for the wifey material of the one, it's fair to say that number's unlimited. We could just be shooting. Now, when we scoring, that's different. I feel, and you know, fellas are not really gonna admit this, you could shoot all day till you score. When you start scoring, now you kind of gotta slow down the shooting. If you're a regular guy that works, has a job, has other responsibilities, you ain't gonna have the time to keep shooting, scoring, and keep shooting. You're gonna burn out because you got other things you gotta take care of. Now, if you're a youngster, 20-something years old, you what, college maybe, no kids, you can shoot, score till you pass out. You know, I don't know, you know, if I wanna target a certain group, age group with this, but I'm talking more of my age. I'm talking more to my folks, around me. You shoot, you score. You might just shoot, score again. What's that, twice? Shoot, score again, three. where you gonna stop at? It's like 3-4 rotation. you might could handle that. You know what I mean? I know some people get to a point where they're like, maybe 2. I understand, you know, women judge us. You know, if you leave us our devices, we be here all over the freaking place, right? I think 2 is not outrageous. Shoot twice, score twice. But then again, I'm going off of making sure the phone don't fall again. I'm going off of quantity, not quality, and that's the argument here, because if it's not real quality, of course you're going to keep shooting. But if you get a nice little quality, honestly, fellas, can we stop playing around? If you get a good quality, you really need more than 1 or 2? It's up to you, though. I'm not judging. And I listen, each his own. If you like it, I love it. But I know if you gain some quality, that the 3, 4, and 5 is just going to be a little bit overwhelming when you got a regular life to handle, far as working and any type of raising of a child. You know what I'm saying? So how many shots can you shoot? I say the younger crowd with no kids, no responsibility, endless. I'm not even going to put a number. If I put a number, I say like 5, shooting and scoring. But it's endless. But once you get older and you got responsibilities, fellas, 3. To me, 3 is excessive. Like, that's a lot. I hear you. Sounds fun. But 2, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Then that's that. And you should really work on quality over quantity. Also with the age. I know you're just fishing in your younger age. You're just having fun. So you don't want to really put, you know, too much pressure on that. And I'm surprised, though, because I have seen the younger crowd being selective early on. I like that. You know, I like you to chase quality from the gate, because it's not about numbers. I know it sounds fun. Yo, your numbers is crazy. But what's the quality on that? What's the quality? And I'm only coming from experience. I'm not sitting here acting like I ain't never do that game. You know, I've definitely had quantity over quality more than I want to say. You know what I'm saying? So if you can aim for the quality, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? Early on, but definitely when you reach a certain, come on, we got to be responsible now. The decisions we making, you know what I'm saying? It's not all about the chase. It's not all about the sport of it. You got to get to a point as, like, what do I want? What do I really want? Stop falling in love with what people know. This is not enough to build a lasting relationship. Do they apply it, and will they continue to grow and apply it forever? Now, that's a stretch to use the word forever, because nothing's forever. Nothing's forever. I was told that falling in love with what people know, that's a debate, because that's what gets the thing started. So, you know, you meet, you chat, you get to know things, and this is what's drawing you in. So to say stop falling in love with what people know, you know what I mean? That's crazy to me. So you gotta do that in order to even get anywhere to make this a conversation. You understand? So I wouldn't necessarily disagree. I mean, I won't necessarily agree with stop falling in love with what people know. Far as it's not enough, I agree. It's not enough, though. It's some way to start. You can start there, though. Start there. Yo, this world is so tricky and so cold, man. It's a voice of reason for real, because I understand everybody's aspect of this thing. Like, you know, you don't really know what you're getting. I'm still piggybacking off a couple episodes ago with the whole pleasure contract, what people's intentions really are, what people's motives really are. And this is not coming from an innocent standpoint whatsoever. Shit, you don't know my motive. You don't know my intentions. Because the thing is, people don't want to show their hand and get taken advantage of or look vulnerable. So you gotta stand strong just like the rest of them. So it's not to eliminate myself or to make you view me in a light that, yo, this guy's nobody to be with. Like, nowhere long term. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you protect you, I protect me. Fortunately, we don't play these games because we mature now and we don't have to do too much stunting because we're trying to protect ourselves. If that makes sense. You know what I mean? You got to just kind of go with the flow, but still be mindful. Pay attention to red flags. Pay attention to things that throw you off. You can still be your genuine self. to an extent. I feel like, bias, I feel like women should do that way more than guys, because guys can take advantage of that. That's where y'all debate with me, like, well, when women are honest and women are open and da-da-da-da, guys just play games. It's who you pick in two, though. So it's like no real code. I have no real... That was just a... You know what I mean? Because if I tell the guys to be genuine, they'll feel like the girls will take advantage of that too. But why don't we both do it? And when we see something that's off, step to it right away. Let's both just be genuine. Can we do that? We probably won't. You're going to pair people all the time where none of them is being genuine or only one is. It's rare I hear the two genuines. Because if you hear the two genuines, they probably work out. You know what I'm saying? When people keep it at 100, when everybody's keeping it at 100, it works out, or you get the best of that situation that you're going to get. Because let me not just, I'm not going to just dress it up like Cinderella. It may still not be everlasting, but if y'all are both genuine, 100, whatever y'all do spend together, however long that does last, you have no complaints and you enjoyed it, because everything is not supposed to be forever. That's why I already disagree with the apply it and it'll continue to grow and apply forever. Some things are meant not to be forever. But if it was G the whole time, I'll take that. I'll take that. So how about we try that? But I know stubborn ignorance out there. People hurt, people scarred. They ain't trying to hear that. Damaged goods, etc. I hear you. I hear you. But if you want different results, you got to take a different approach. I heard a message this morning. You can't wait until life isn't hard anymore to be happy. So they're saying that it comes with the territory. You know, the struggles you go through, whatever difficulties, things that trip you up, that's all a part of the cycle to enjoy happiness. So it's like the good times with the bad, right? So I also think this is delusional to think that life is never going to be hard anymore. It may ease up. But don't you realize the more you figure this shit out, the more challenges you get? You might solve shit quicker. You might solve shit quicker, but shit gonna still pop off. So that's a huge delusion to think that you're gonna get to a point where nothing's off anymore. And sorry to say, we all been victim of that. I may have had a moment when I was like, well, you know, I done did this. This should be a wrap. I shouldn't go through that no more. Bullshit. They say only strong get tested. You figure it out. I don't know. But yeah, that is definitely the bad way to look at things, or think that you ever gonna reach a point where it's not difficult, nothing trips you up, so now you can be happy. You know what I call that? Death. Life can't do anything for you once you're gone. So that's what you're waiting for. And we don't know about the afterlife. We don't know about spirits and shit. Are they really happy now that life can't be hard anymore? Because you're not here? That's going into some other shit, though. But come on, stop being delusional like that. Yeah. I make sure the fucking long for all this wind is real, which makes it not that hot. I live by three simple rules. Love needs action, trust needs proof, sorry needs change. This is dope. This is definitely dope. So, love needs action. Yeah, you gotta show. You gotta show and prove. It's not your words. It's not what you say. It's what you do. Showing up, being there. I mean, nobody's perfect. Again, life is life. So you're working, you got responsibilities, you know. Whatever you got to take care of before you even ever approach the situation of a relationship or any situationship. You know, you got to learn how to balance the stuff that you normally take care of and now showing this new person that you have love. You're willing to cut your time. You're willing to take the time that you already had to split up to show that I want to spend that time with you. Now, that may not be enough action, but for people who are busy, people who have these descriptions of having a child, working whatever odd hours, you gotta respect that. what's left? You get 2 days off. Normal people that work the 9 to 5 or not 9 to 5. Let's just say you got 2 days off. Come on, shirt. Like, comment, subscribe to the channel. Voice of Reason NF. Voice of Reason NF. Appreciate it. Appreciate all the love, the support, and whoever's tuned in. So with the 2 days off that you have, amongst all your responsibilities, however you decide to maneuver with those days off says a lot. So it says love needs action. That is showing. It may not be showing in abundance, but it shows. If you have 48 hours to handle everything you got to do before you have to start your week all over again, sometimes a little more than 48, 54, whatever it is, it's very selective on what you do with that time. Now, that doesn't guarantee, and I get it. You know, people could still be full of it and still wasting your time, even knowing they have limited time. So that's not something to say that's gonna square things, but it is a good sign if everything else is falling in line. You feel me? So like if everything else is feeling right, you know, again, I'm saying pay attention to red flags. I'm saying just be aware of things. Be very aware. Be very, take your emotions and imaginations out of it and go with what's in front of you, what you seeing. So the trust needs proof. That's gonna just resemble something that you're in and you see it. You know what I mean? I can't really describe the proof of trust. You're trusted until you do something funny. Like if you move funny, you do something like off, then you disrupt that. But, you know, whatever picture you painted, sorry to say, even if it's tainted, if he's full of shit, the female could be full of shit. You only could go off of what you got. You know what I mean? If nothing's off, but they always say you'll see it, right? Something will be off. Something will happen to put that in question. So I guess just keep it a G for as long as you can. As long as you're receiving it, not as long as you can. You keeping it a G, you keep it a G as long as you're receiving that same energy. All of these things have no real answer to it. So like the person who gave me this is wild. Love needs action. Yes, I gave an example of that, but that doesn't guarantee that, right? Now the trust needs proof. If I've been G with you and you don't see anything off, you're just gonna keep going because you ain't see nothing off. Sorry needs change. Now this is something we might could actually tackle. All right, if you make a mistake or if you do something that the other person didn't like, that's the only thing you can really show and prove, because now you can alter that. And now, can we go back and say that that's love? That's trust? Because you did something and you had to say sorry and you've made an adjustment since then. So that could pull those together, but that's the only one. Now, if you choose and you do the same shit again, that proves either you're just stubborn, you're never changing, and or you don't give a really rat's ass about the person's feelings and how they deal with shit. I'm not saying everything is changeable. Some people are really stuck in their ways. It's gonna take a lot for them to see the benefit of changing or making a change, because that's what it comes down to. It's selfish. Think about it. They gotta see the benefit in making that change. Otherwise, they won't. You can argue, well, can you blame them? Why change for something that don't benefit them? But I thought we get trying to get somewhere here. If you trying to get somewhere and you looking for that one, you got to make a change. Your shit can't stay the same. Bugging out. People bugged out. But, yeah, I mean, those are three things to actually look at and say we can apply that strategy and try to see if that's going to do us justice. What we're trying to accomplish. But again, only the sorry. It's like you almost have to make a mistake to try to full surface all of it, which people make mistakes. It's never gonna not be a mistake, you know, but you gotta speak up on it. I really want y'all to see the shirt though. I'm fine, but I'm almost done though. I'm not editing that one. I said see the shirt. I might edit that one. Right, so love needs action, trust needs proof, sorry needs change. I feel like the sorry needs change will full surface the love and the trust. It's almost self-sabotaging, but that's the way to find out for sure in that equation to me.
Okay.
Fellas, if she wants to, she will. The end. Oh, they highlighting us. Because normally I expect that to be a female quote. Fellas, what you want? What you want out here? Y'all never really get that transparent, do y'all? I'm not judging y'all. It's tough because they could say men play all day. We just out for sport. Quantity, not quality. Shooting shots. All of this attached to us, right? But at the end of the day, what do we want? And whatever that is, whatever that is, if she wants to, she will. The end. So you can address it. You can have a sit down. Speak your piece. And you shouldn't have to speak it again. Some may even get so confident and have shown the value that they bring to the table, fellas, us, because we show. And even the things we don't show or not intentionally showing, the women peep. The women are great at peeping how you are, how you move, what your value is to an extent. So you may not even have to have that sit down. This state may even go harder. Yo, salute to who said this. If she wants to, she will. And it sometimes doesn't even take a sit down. Just your regular interaction. Fellas, don't minus your value. Don't minus that. Just the chilling, just the vibing out. Maybe they do respect that whole breakdown I said about 2 days off to handle everything and still squeezed her in there. You still squeeze her in there. Some value, be like, yo, I value that. So that's facts. That's the closest to the truth you're going to get right there. Sorry for the hesitation. That is so G right there. Man. If she want to, she will. Any worries or self-doubt or anything you question, fellas, should be wiped away from that. Wiped away. Get up out of here. Please remember that agent is a gift. Closing on that. Yo, you gonna get some of these. I'm gonna edit some of this, but you ain't gonna get all of that. Anyway, agent is a gift because the learning experiences you have take time. You wish you could learn everything in a week, go through everything quickly in your younger stage. You wish everything you need to learn happens fast so that you can just be on top of everything. But that's not how it go. You learn shit when you young. You learn shit in your adult, teenage, kid, adult, mid-age. You continue to learn as you live. That is the best definition of why aging is a gift. Because you're going to keep learning. You're going to get better. But you can't just be your best self day one, week one, month one, year 10, year 20. It's an ongoing success for you, especially my guys. And I think that's what this is aimed at. Why do you think the value of us goes up as we age? The value of us goes up as we age. I got to be repetitive because I don't think you get it. So you're going to continue to learn because of the age, you're going to get more experience, and that's what's going to make you great. You don't look at aging as a negative. You really don't. Shit, if she will, she will. Well, I said, if she going to, she going to. That's going to come from people that look at you like you went through some shit and you know what the fuck you doing. Excuse me, sorry to be, you know, but you gotta look at aging as a gift. You know what I mean? And that's it. So until the next time, stay positive, stay productive, stay progressive. As I go around the sun one more time. Appreciate you. Stay safe.